It's my pleasure to welcome Sherry Guthrie, who is the principal at Pakenham Public School, the most recent principal and new enough to still be enjoying it.
I do love it. It's a wonderful school.
How did you get involved in teaching, first off?
I think it was because I watched my dad coach hockey as a youngster, and I loved watching him teach. And growing up, I had some fantastic teachers myself, and it was just a calling. It was just something I've always wanted to do.
What do you get out of the experience?
I think the students and the staff and the community just keep me active and keep me, I guess, pursuing excellence in education. You know, you see the students learning, you see the community members coming together, and, you know, the professionalism of your staff. And it's just amazing. And that just makes me work harder to be a better principal.
What has been one of the biggest challenges for you?
I think, especially right now, just during COVID, I miss having the school community in the building. We've got some fantastic volunteers here that are volunteering virtually, which is amazing. Like, they have done an amazing job and kind of pivoted where needed. But I guess I miss that buzz. I miss having the parents in. I miss having the community members in. I miss having just that extra bit of life in the school. Having said that, I'm very thankful that the students and I are back, and I hope to, you know, stay back as long as we're safe here in school. And I think that's been my biggest challenge.
There's been a lot of juggling back and forth between lesson plans that are prepared for in-class delivery and then lesson plans prepared for online delivery. How have those changes impacted how teaching happens?
The nice thing about the UCDSB is that they have a team of teachers who have developed lesson plans for both online and in the classroom, and they're excellent. And there's choice boards. It's everything from kindergarten, I think, all the way up. I've only looked up to the grade 8, but it's you know, the board has done an excellent job at preparing for both the online and in classroom, in-person learning. It's been wonderful. I think my staff is very professional, and they absolutely work hard to make sure that the students, whether at home or here in the actual classroom, are getting the best access to the curriculum as possible.
What advice would you have for people interested in becoming teachers?
It's a wonderful profession. And my daughter is thinking of becoming a teacher herself, and I think that it's a wonderful opportunity for people to be able to give back to the community in perpetuity. Because even once you're done teaching, you're always going to be Mrs. Guthrie, or you're always going to be, you know, Mr. Barr. It's just one of those opportunities where it's a lifelong calling.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Oh, I think I'm most proud of my children. They are wonderful, wonderful creatures who have just given me the opportunity to be a great mom and a great parent and a great human being. And I think that my children are my biggest accomplishment. All three of mine are still in school.
I have really enjoyed chatting with you.
Yeah.
And I thank you for your participation.
Well, thank you so much for thinking about us. And thanks to all the teachers and parents and community members and students for being with us during this very challenging time in education.